In English, the word miracle, you name it. All kinds of things are called miracles. In ordinary language, we speak, for example, of the sudden healing of a painful disease, the sudden restoration to a paralytic of the use of his limbs, the restoration of sight to a person who was born blind, and of course, bringing a dead man back to life. We call them miracles, and so they are. However, you better know what the church means by miracle. Today, one of the church's conditions for canonizing a person, unless sisters hear it, unless they are proved martyrs. A proved martyr can be canonized without performing miracles. Why? Because martyrdom is already a miracle. Now, when I'm speaking of as miracles, I'm speaking as a Catholic. Over the 20 centuries of the Church's history, there have been countless physical miracles that Christ performed by his divine power, exercised through the Holy Eucharist. In fact, the sick and the lame and the blind, healed in France, are not only bathed in the waters at the shrine of Lourdes, they are also, and most important, they are also what? Blessed with the monstrance containing the Blessed Sacrament. All we've said so far, we can call the genuine miracles. However, what I want to concentrate on in this, sisters, was a teleconference that I gave, I have to tell you, nationally. I want to concentrate on the signs and wonders that Christ works in the souls of his believers. Christ does work physical miracles. And remember, a miracle by definition surpasses, exceeds the powers of nature. Is something on the board? Thank you. There are three kinds of powers of nature. And miracles are performed by Christ on all three levels, or three forms of miracles. The lowest grade to that term of miracles are physical miracles. And miracles surpass what kind of powers of nature? The physical. Remember, we touched on this before. Remember? Like walking on water. And sisters, don't try it. Walking on water. Unless you're sure that you have, well, miraculous power behind you. Remember what happened to Peter? And Jesus was walking on the water. And Peter blinked. Lord, is it you? It's me. If it's you, remember what he said? Tell me to come to you. That's Peter. Oh, Peter was always, always putting his feet in his mouth. So he got out of the boat and started walking on the water. Gee, that's great. But then, what do you do? Look down. I'm walking on water. And then remember, she began to doubt what happened. He began to sink. Sisters, the moment we begin to doubt Christ's real presence, Christ present on earth, we begin to sink. Am I clear, sisters? I've dealt with too many souls, too many people. So physical miracles. And remember the next level. What kind? No. Second. What kind? Intellectual or mental? I prefer the word intellectual. Intellectual. Like what? Well, like some of the great mystics that we know, who had very little, if any, formal education. Some never even went to school. And yet, they dictated such wisdom as no human being could possibly acquire naturally. A Catherine of Siena, for that matter. Well, St. Therese of Lisieux, profound wisdom, as why the Holy Father declared her. Mamma mia, a doctor of the Universal Church, who remembers how old she was when she entered the Carmelites. 15 years old. Gosh. I finished my studies, sisters. Listen, I finished my studies at the age of 37. 31 years. And one person I know, I hope I get to heaven. No danger, no possibility of being even an assistant doctor of the church. So God infuses profound wisdom into the mind. And now, sister, the highest miracle is more. Okay. It is better for me to stand, sisters. So, we are concentrating, remember, the Holy Eucharist as Christ performing miracles today. And it is in this sense that I want to share with you the miracles. And I'm speaking now of moral miracles that Christ continues performing through the Holy Eucharist. Christ gives human beings superhuman energy by which we can. And sisters, is not just for the saints. In fact, I think I should say this. We will become saints only if we have experienced miracles in our lives. Am I making sense? What does he do? He enables, through the Holy Eucharist, those of his followers who believe to practice virtues that are, and the word is, are humanly impossible. And because they had 1 hour to give the conference, I limited myself to 4 virtues. They are the virtues of charity, chastity, patience, and fortitude. Charity, chastity, patience, and fortitude. And now, sisters, we begin the conference.